The greater part of Parshas Bechukosai deals with the principle of retribution. First about the rewards for obedience, and then the punishments for disobedience. Thus the Parsha begins, "If you walk Bechukosai in my ordinances, and you will guard mitzvotai, my commandments," and so forth. There is something curious in this introductory verse. The Torah refers to the divine precepts by two terms, chukosai and mitzvosai. Moreover, the first term is qualified in terms of walking, if you walk in my chukim, while the second term is qualified in terms of guarding, if you guard my mitzvahs. What do these distinctions mean? All the laws or precepts of the Torah are ordained by God. Nonetheless, they are generally classified into different categories. There are precepts which attest to historical events of divine grace and intervention, such as those relating to the festivals of Pesach and Sukkot. These are referred to as eidos, testimonies. Likewise, there are precepts which practical reason would compel us to follow, even if they had not been ordained by the Torah. These are referred to as mishpotim, statutes, laws. For both these categories, human reason can grasp or understand the underlying rationale. They make sense. Then there is another category of precepts which defy human reason, which are altogether beyond rational understanding, such as the precept about the procedures for purification from impurity contracted through a corpse, dietary laws, or the precept of shatness, the prohibition to wear garments in which wool and linen are hackled, spun, or woven together. This is the category of chukim, ordinances, supra-rational principles. In the normal course of things, it is part of human psychology to be affected by the type of duties confronting us. We will more readily do that which we understand than that which defies our reason. We have a tendency to rebel against orders which appear meaningless. If we do obey them, it is mainly out of a sense of fear or submission, simply discharging our obligation. Willingness, eagerness, we will show only for that which makes sense to us, for something whose value and significance we can understand and recognize. Ultimately, though, it is obvious that we must obey all the commandments. Human beings cannot and may not make distinctions among the mitzvahs, to choose those that appeal to us and to ignore or neglect those that we do not understand. Both chukim and the other precepts classified as mitzvahs are equally divine, thus equally important and essential. But even that simple obedience and submission is not enough. The Parsha says, "If you walk in my chukim, and if you guard my mitzvahs." Walking signifies motion, to move onward, with a connotation of life and eagerness. Guarding signifies to watch carefully, to be cautious and wary. In this sense, the term guard really applies more readily to chukim, even as the term walk applies more readily to mitzvahs. For chukim are not understood, and thus we must be careful to obey them nonetheless. The other mitzvahs make sense to us. We recognize their significance. Thus we are quite ready to follow them, to walk in them. Our verse thus teaches us something very important. If you walk in my chukim, this means that even the chukim, even the supra-rational principles, must be followed not only as duties imposed, but with eagerness, with life and joy, no less than self-evidently rational principles. The fact that they were ordained by God should be sufficient reason for us to observe them keenly and with ardor. On the other hand, if you guard my mitzvahs, implies that we must not follow the rational commandments simply because they make sense to us, because we recognize the practical value. With them too, we must have a sense of discipline, of submission to the divine will, to follow them as precepts ordained by God, just as the chukim. In other words, the natural sense of fear of God underlying the observance of chukim must be coupled with an intense feeling of love, and the natural sense of love of God underlying the observance of mitzvahs must be coupled with an intense feeling of awe. The emotion of love needs the safeguard of awe, lest we step out of line. And the emotion of fear needs the safeguard of love, lest we act like robots. This is the ideal way of observing all the commandments of God, which assures us all the blessings enumerated in this parsha.